Hello. Yes. Hello.
How you doing?
Okay. You?
You know, it's another day in out here in the sunny side of Iraq.
Yeah. Hey, exactly, what is your name again?
Mulivai Awasa Matau.
Okay, wait, hold on just a second. I'm not very good with names. M-U-L-I?
Yeah, M-U-L-I. V-A-I.
Uh-huh. V-A-I.
Name, middle initial A. And then last name, Matau. M-A-T-A-U.
M-A-T-A-U. And you're a major, right?
No, sergeant major.
I'm sorry. Sergeant major. Okay, that's what I thought. Alrighty. Hello?
Yep.
Okay, and what, where are you from? I mean, we're here in American Samoa.
I'm Fangasa.
Oh, Fangasa. Okay. And what school did you graduate from?
I graduated from Leone High School.
Leone High School in what year?
1986.
Oh, 86. Oh, yeah, so we're the same age.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, there's nothing wrong with that.
No. So that makes you 42, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, great. Okay, is there anything that you want to, you know, say to them over here or to your mom and dad or grandparents or what's going on over there?
Yeah, I mean, I just want to tell my dad, you know, that that everything is going, you know, as well as it could be, you know, considering the situation here in this country, you know. Tell him that I'm doing okay, and that the other children or the other young lady, young men from our country are doing pretty good, that I can tell that, you know, the guys that I meet with every day. And
right.
It's not as bad as they think. I mean, it has its moments, you know, but, you know, like with everything else that's going on throughout Afghanistan and here, I mean, there's always going to be some times where, you know, fatality is going to strike, but, you know, for the time being, everything seems, you know, pretty good, where everybody's still safe, not as much, you know, those enemy attacks and so forth. But, I mean, for the most part, it's, you know, the situation here is stable. Although, you know, if you look at the news,
yeah,
it's
I know.
Totally different. So,
yeah, I know.
But, yeah, but, you know, it's still in, within the northern part, like in Baghdad and so forth, it continues to be, you know, isolated events where, the enemy is trying to, you know, infiltrate and penetrate our defenses and so forth. But, I mean, that's like with anything else, anywhere you go to, you know, I mean, but nothing to the point where, you know, it's considered a lost cause, although some of the other people back home thinks that, you know, they feel that we should be here. But, you know, I think we're doing something good, not only for this country, but, you know, for the rest of the entire world. I mean, if you look at it with everything that's going on, and especially with, you know, our own country back home, I mean, if we were under this, you know, the umbrella of the U.S., I think we would probably be in the same predicament. So I think it's only fair.
Right.
For me, you know, to be here and try to help, you know, these people and try to stand up a government that can, you know, rule this country and try to make it equal for everyone and be able to make it safe for all its population and so forth, I think you know, for me at least, it's one of those things
yeah.
I'm happy to do because I know what it's like, you know. So I know that, you know, without it, yeah, I think, yeah, it's just, I mean, what's the reason of being here if we can't make a difference, you know?
Right, right. Yeah, that's very true. Very true.
I mean, I thought it was going to be a lot worse than it is for me because this is my third, actually, this is my fourth deployment, you know, all in Iraq. And I thought this time was going to be a little bit different in the sense that it was going to be, there was going to be a lot, you know, a lot more contact. But actually, it's not. It's pretty laid back for the most part, you know, with the exception of those isolated incidents like I talked about. But
yeah, right.
But it could be worse. And again, you know, they have their holidays, you know, are sporadic, and they come and go. And I mean, just like any other place I've been to, just like in our country, when certain holidays we celebrate, and you know, these guys, I think certain holidays they tend to celebrate too much, and somehow, you know, the media or the news will report, you know, a celebratory gunfire as, you know, an attack and that kind of stuff, you know.
Yeah, right.
Other than that, I mean, you know, it's ups and downs, you know, there's good and bad everywhere, but I think for the most part and for the current time and the current situation down here where we're at, I think it's pretty stable, you know, to say the least, unless there's some unforeseen in the future that we don't, you know, hopefully it doesn't become a reality. But other than that, it's pretty safe here where we're at, at least where we're at.
Which part are you in over there?
We're in Basra, actually in the southern sector of Iraq, closest to the...
you're in the southern... sector.
We're all the way down there in the south, close to Kuwait, bordering Kuwait.
Okay.
And, it's not bad. Actually, right now, too, the weather here is pretty nice. It's colder than back home. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think the winter is starting, and so the weather's a little bit cool. And it's a lot more manageable than it was 3-4 months ago. Because 3-4 months ago, it was like an oven, you know? Shoot.
What's the name of your dad? What's his name?
My dad?
Yeah.
Alvasa, sorry to Al.
Alvasa?
Auvasa. And then Fale Tual, Faleitau. And of course,
Faleitua. Okay. Faleitau.
Yeah, Faleitau. You're pretty good. How long you been there?
At this job, you mean, or in American Samoa?
Yeah, in American Samoa.
Oh, actually, I've been in American Samoa for like 10 years, and I still can't speak Samoan.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that because, you know,
yeah.
This is my fourth deployment in Iraq, and I still can't speak Iraqi.
Is there anything else you want to give, a shout out to, you know, somebody over here, or anything like that?
I'd like to give a shout out to all my classmates in class 1986 who might still be on the island. Terry, I don't know if her name's still the same, but Terry works for Samoa News. I don't know if you know her.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Terry Alba?
Yes, Alba. She used to be custodian, but then she got married. Yeah, she was one of my classmates.
Right, right. Oh, really? Okay.
Oh, yes. she was one of my classmates up there in Leone, and I just want to, you know, give a shout out to the class of 1986, and you know, for those who are still on the island, and especially Terry. I think she's doing a pretty good job there, you know, telling the stories of our other brothers and sisters that are here. And I think her daughter is also in the military, so I hope that she's doing good, and I hope that, she's safe, and I hope she, you know, she gets done what she's doing and, you know, get back home safe. Because the last time I talked to her, her daughter was in the military, so hopefully I'll run into her one day, hopefully. I'm glad that everybody's doing fine, and I just hope that someday in the future that we can, you know, have a reunion or something, so that way we can all see the faces of those of whom we still have around from the old class, you know, class of 1986.
Yeah. Man. All right. What's the name of your mom?
My mom has passed. Her name was she has passed. She passed in 2008.
Okay. Alrighty. So things over there. Yeah, they're going okay then, right? What you're saying? Yeah, things going fine.
I mean, there's isolated incidents of improvised explosive devices, you know, where it continues to strike. It hit our vehicles and that kind of stuff. But nothing fatal, knock on wood. Nothing to the point where it requires a whole lot of patrolling and that sort of thing. I think as we're transitioning, you know, out and trying to turn the full authority to the government, I mean, providing that they have a government by the time we pull out, I think for the most part it's pretty safe, considering the events is going throughout, let's call it Iraq and also Afghanistan, because I say it's pretty safe considering all others, you know.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Okay. So, do you have any other, you know, family members you want to say anything to?
Yes, I'd like to say, hey to my brothers and my sisters back home. I know one of my brothers works for the police station there. He used to work for the governor down there, and I think he ended up becoming he ended up working down there at the one of those guys down there at the what we call a prison down there Afuna, and then he's one of the local cops there in Fungatongo.
Oh yeah? What's your name?
It's I'm sorry, you there? Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was trying to get his name.
Oh, Harosita.
S E. H-A-R-O...
S-E-T-A.
Wait a minute. H-A-R-O... okay.
S-E-T-A.
S-E-T-A... Oh. Herofata.
How is it? There you go. You got it.
Is it F-E-T-A or F-A-T-A?
F-E-T-A.
Okay. Okay, got it.
And then
alrighty.
I'd also like to say, can I give a shout out to the staff out there at the at Funa? It was actually where my dad works. It's the education department is down there at Tafuna. Because I know one of them used to be my one of the guys that worked there with my dad is actually my one of my teachers in elementary. Yeah, back home, you know. So yeah, I just want to give a shout out to those guys, and I hope it all is well, and you know, just everything that I learned, growing up as a little kid, growing up in back home, and my teachers, and I mean all their teachings and everything that they helped me out. You know, I was fortunate enough to get while I was there. I mean, played a big part because I believe I won't be, where I'm at today without the guidance of those guys as well.
Okay. All righty. All right, got it, all right. All righty. No problem. When do you think that you're going to be back?
Me personally?
Yeah, right.
Now, when you say back, you're talking about back to stateside to my unit where I'm regularly from, right?
Right. Yes. Right.
Right now we're scheduled to redeploy back to Texas at Fort Bliss around August sometime next year, providing everything continues to go the way it is, because right now with the transition happening and with our U.S. forces and coalition is starting to pull out and so forth, so that timeline might be accelerated depending on how this new government, functions and so forth. So our timeline getting back, we're looking at 12 months out. That puts us in about August, but that could change depending on what happens with the security situation here in Basra and in Iraq.
Okay. All righty, got it. All right, okay, got it. Okay, other than that, I got everything just about. Unless you want to say, something else.
Yeah, I mean, I just like to, I would like to say that I think, for me personally, I think this question is asked a lot, amongst my peers and, but, the question, should we be here or not? I believe we should be here. I think we're doing something good for this country, and for our country as well. I mean, it shows the leadership and, the type of country that we have, that we're able to live free and accomplish a lot of things. Because if you look at, in this country's history, different armies and different nations have ruled Iraq and so forth in the past. And in such a short time that, that our country has been here, I think we've done the most good out of all others. And I think we're also doing something that the other country couldn't do, and that's turning the country back over to its people. And I think it's a good thing, and especially now to leave now without making sure that there's an established government to carry on the work that, you know, that we have done here, and especially our brothers and sisters who lost their lives, you know, here in this country. I think it's a good thing that we're seeing it through, and I think it's, you know, for all humanity and so forth, I think we're doing a good thing. And, you know, I for one, I believe that, you know, our nation, our country is doing a tremendous and immaculate job in policing up, you know, all this, the chaos within this region.
Alrighty. Alrighty, got it. Alrighty, no problem. Yeah. Wow. So, what is the one of the things that you want to see the most or do when you get back to American Samoa? I mean, what is one of the first things that you want to do?
The very first thing that I want to do is to go visit my my mom's gravesite and just tell her, you know, I'm back, and, you know, basically just, you know, to reminisce about the times, because my mom played a big part in my life growing up and so forth. So, you know, I just want to pay that respect to her.
Yeah. Alrighty. Alrighty, got it. Alrighty. I think I got just about everything. Right now it's 9:35 a.m.
Ah, okay.
And there it's what?
It's 11:30 at night here on Tuesday.
Tuesday. So you guys are up on this by 14 hours?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, man. I had no idea. Yeah, I need to know. Did you play any sports while back in school over here?
Yeah, play strong safety football for the Leone Lions. Oh yes,
strong safety. Oh yeah. Well, you know what? They just got beat last Saturday in the playoffs.
What? You just had to ruin my day.
They could be by the Vikings.
Oh man, I mean, that, holy moly, man, that didn't come in right. I think they rigged it. Yeah, because during that time frame, it was the Sharks and us. It was like Sharks would have 1 year, then we have another year, and then. But in 1986, in our year, it was co-champions, because I didn't agree with it, but that's how it played out. We were co-champions with the Sharks.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Because I used to be I used to go to the Samoana, but, you know, I went over to Leone on my freshman year, because I used to play tailback for Samoana. And then, my sophomore year, I went over to Leone, and that's where I ended up graduating from.
Oh, okay.
Man. Man, so they got beat by the Vikings. How bad?
I think it was like 32-0. I think that's what it was.
Oh, man. What in the world? Oh, man, that's just
well,
not right.
Actually, got the paper here in front of me. No, 28-0.
Oh, man. I wonder what the heck is going on over there. Oh, man, that's just not right. And you just ruined my day, man.
Sorry.
I was having a pretty good day until that one. But, hey, no, I'm just playing.
Yeah.
Oh, you win some, you lose some. So the Vikings are success?
Yeah. No, actually, that was just the playoffs.
Ah, okay, okay. So how many schools are there now?
They're playing
Vikings?
Yeah.
Lions.
It'll be the Vikings against Tafuna.
Ah, okay. Yeah, Tafuna was up and coming school too. They're getting a lot better this year or over the years. Man.
Yeah.
Here's a question for you: how do you like it there?
I like it a lot. You know, I like it. Well, at first, I thought, nah, you know, I don't really want to stay. But as I stayed, the longer I stayed, the more I wanted to stay. You know, I got back to the States, and I got back in the States in 2003, and I was scared to drive over there because you know I got so you know the way things were over here.
Right.
So, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So, are you married to a local girl, or are you married at all?
Yeah. I got a wife. She's from Samoa.
Oh, man. Oh, that's nice, man.
Yeah.
Man, oh, man.
Oh, yeah. Do you got a wife? Do you have a wife and...
Yes.
And, you know...
Yes, so I have a... my wife, Justine, and she's also in the
Justine.
Military, and, what's that?
What's her name, Justine?
Yeah, Justine.
What is that, J?
J-U-S-T-I-N-E.
Okay. And kids?
Yep, I have my son Vi, V-A-I, and my daughter Vianna, V-A-I-A-N-N-A.
A-N-N-A.
Uh-huh.
A-N-N-A, okay. And what are they, just kids? Or are they just still small kids, or are they...
You have, my daughter, she's 18 months. My son, he's 21
years old?
Uh-huh.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
18 months and 21, okay.
Yep, trying to, you know, rekindle the flames here at 18 months.
Yeah, that's like me. Yeah. I got one small little girl. She's a year and a half now.
Oh yeah? Oh man.
Yeah. So but that's all. That you know, I got actually I got I'm the same as you. And I got a son who's 23, and a daughter who is a year and a half.
Yeah, hey, we're like along the same wavelength, man. What? What you
yeah.
been, man? Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, that's awesome. That's awesome, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, the wife is like, hey, I want another one. I was like, well, we'll see what happens. You know, not promising anything. We'll just see where it goes.
Alrighty. Okay. I think I just about everything. Is there anything else that you know you want to say or anything?
No, that should be it. I think I think Terry will probably look at me and she'll be like, man, look at this crazy nut. Oh, man. Yeah, she's here, by the way. If you could just tell her, I said, say hi for me. I just been busy, because we used to be on the IM and so forth. But you know, I just where I'm at and what I'm doing. You know, it's just been really busy. And if you could just tell her hi for me, and I hope that everything is going well with her and her family. And this is awesome, man.
Alrighty. What I'm going to do is I'm going to work on your story now.
Okay.
And you might be able to see it online.
Okay.
I'm not really sure yet. I have to wait and see. And I'm sure it's going to be online at SamoaNews.com.
Okay.
All righty. I guess I did then.
All right, my brother. Hey, appreciate what you do over there, man. And it was very refreshing talking to you, especially talking to somebody that's not Samoan, but, you know, now, you know, it's like what we call up in Hawaii, a hapahauli. You know what a hapahauli is, right?
Well, no, what's that?
That's Hawaii by injection.
Oh.
Oh, man. But, hey, like I said, it's good talking to you. It was very good talking to you, and I really appreciate you listening. I really appreciate what you do.
All righty. No problem, man. Alrighty then.
Alright, hey, thanks a lot, brother. You take care of yourself.
Okay, bro. Okay. Alrighty.
Alright. Alright, I'll talk to you later, bro.
Okay, I'll see you.